Hi, it's David here. Welcome back to ASIC's Movement for Mind, Week 5, Session 2 with our expert, Ian. Just like last time, he'll be helping us to connect with the natural world. But there's no need to find anywhere special. Just get yourself ready and head outside. And as always, if you need to pause the audio, do that now. Okay, we're going to run through the same stretches as last time. So start walking nice and slow, and we're going to begin with some lunges. That's some good dynamic stretching to get your legs warmed up. So keep moving nice and slow, and with your next step, reach forward in a big stride, and then let your back knee sink to the ground while you bend the front knee. A lunge. Drop down slowly and controlled, and come up and step your leg forward so both feet are together. And from here, just keep alternating legs, lunging forward, sinking down, bending those knees, coming up, feet together, and another lunge forward. Okay, I'll let you do that on your own. Four lunges on each side. Go. Remember to breathe and keep that upper body straight and proud. And really go slow and controlled. Engage the core. And see if you can keep your eye out on the horizon. Instead of looking down. All right. Just about done. Great. Okay. So we can come to a standstill. And from here, we're going to gently stretch out the lower back and the hamstring. You've done this before. So stand up straight and roll your neck forward. Really slowly, breathing, staying relaxed. So vertebrae for vertebrae, your head rolls down while your hands are sliding down your thighs. And with gently bent knees, just hang from your waist. Let your upper body hang free from your waist. Stretching out your back and your hamstrings. And take a deep breath, exhale, and roll back up. Slowly, really take your time, it's no rush. And roll your head back up, top of your neck, so it's balancing perfectly. Great. We can do that one more time. So roll your head forward and down, vertebrae for vertebrae, hands sliding down your thighs, and come to a hanging, so your upper body is hanging from your waist. Knees are slightly bent. Deep breath, exhale, and come back up. Slowly and controlled. Breathing. All right. Good. Perfect. Now I'm going to hand you over to Ian so you can start moving in gear one, and I will see you at the end.
Thank you, David. Hi, and welcome back to my second session of Reconnecting with Nature. I'll be continuing to share my experience and insights about how nature heals the body, relaxes the mind, and lifts the spirit. While we get started, you can keep jogging in gear two, your easy jog, as I introduce you to this session. To begin, take some refreshing deep breaths to help you slow the pace and feel nice and relaxed. All you need to do now is listen to my voice while I explain what we will be doing today. In our previous session, I introduced you to staying in breath. I shared how you can help your body to relax and recover by looking around you, noticing how nature is everywhere, and aligning your breathing to the seasonal cycle. This next session builds on the previous one to help you deepen your connection with nature. It is called Training the Senses. We're going to use a combination of movement and mindful attention, starting with what you can see and then what you can feel in nature. Using your senses in this way, as you move through the landscape, will guide you to a state of relaxed alertness and connect you more deeply with the natural world. This deep connection with nature can boost your health, stimulate your mind, and lift your spirit. Because this is an audio session where you need to be listening to my voice, we will exclude listening for now. Listening to natural sounds is one of the best ways to deepen our connection with nature, and so, at the end of this session, I'll share a way you can use hearing to connect more deeply with natural soundscapes after the session. As you continue to move in Gear 2, I'd like you to bring your attention to what you can see in the landscape around you. Look around and notice how many signs of nature you can spot. Start by noticing what is in your natural eyeline first as you move through the landscape. Sometimes nature can be easy to spot. Sometimes it can be a little more challenging. Depending on the season, the time of day, and the area you have chosen to exercise in. Relax and simply notice what you notice. That's great. Start to notice more as you slowly look around. Turn your head and scan with your eyes to the left and then to the right, recording any nature in your line of sight. Can you see any signs of nature in your peripheral vision? Make sure you're moving safely and allow your focus to scan and settle for a moment on the elements of the natural world. Now look down. Is there nature on the ground around you? If you can spot something and it's easy to pick up, for example, a leaf, a twig, a blade of grass, a fir cone, a feather, an empty snail shell, a pebble or small rock, please do so and hold on to it for the next exercise. Now look upwards. Do you see signs of nature in the sky and air around you? Sometimes nature might be close by. At other times, nature can be further away in the distance. I call viewing nature in this way a nature connection 180, because you capture a full 180-degree view of the nature around you. Okay. Now let's reduce the pace back down to our slow Gear 1 jog while we practice a reverse 180-degree visual scan. This is something a little different, so you will need to remain mindful of your surroundings and stay balanced. Make sure you're in a safe space where you can jog in Gear 1, facing backwards, safely. You may prefer to just slow down into a walk at this point. If you're not able to move backwards here, no problem, just follow along while moving forward slowly in a Gear 1 jog. As you slowly move backwards, remaining balanced and aware of what's around you, search for signs of nature in your natural eyeline. Then drop your gaze looking down. Lift your gaze upwards. Notice what's in your peripheral vision as you turn your head left and right. Search up close and then extend your vision as you move backwards. Absorb through your eyes a full picture of the natural world and your place in it. When I do this exercise, I often complete a 180-degree scan, moving forwards, and then continue turning until I'm moving backwards in order to complete a reverse 180-degree. I call this a nature connection 360. If it's safe to do so, feel free to have a go and experience a nature connection 360 now. Scanning as you move, noticing nature, remaining balanced and alert, but relaxed in body and mind too. Well done. Now let's switch back to moving forwards in a comfortable Gear 2 again. As you settle into that nice and easy pace, make sure you keep a mindful connection with the nature you've been connected with. Having completed this exercise, you may now have become even more aware of nature, seeing elements of nature that you simply hadn't noticed before. Perhaps just the clouds in the sky, or a bird flying overhead, a tree, flowers, plants, the green grass. Bees and butterflies, even people walking past, maybe with their dog, all are part of nature, as are you and I. Take a few relaxing breaths now. Refresh with the in-breath and release with the out-breath. Now let's run through the cycle one more time. As we did before, reduce your pace to a slow gear one and bring your attention to what you can see in the landscape around you. Look around and notice how many signs of nature you can see now. Again, notice what is in your natural eyeline first as you move through the landscape. Relax and simply notice what you notice. Great. Now move into that easy gear two and slowly look around you. Notice signs of nature in your peripheral vision as you allow your focus to scan and settle for a moment on elements of the natural world. Remember to look down at nature on the ground around you. And look upwards, switching your focus to nature in the sky and in the air around you, and complete a forward nature connection 180. Okay, now let's again reduce the pace back down to a slow gear one, so you can complete a reverse nature connection 180. Remember to make sure you're in a space where you can safely move facing backwards, in a slow jog or a walk. As before, if you can't, don't worry. As you slowly and carefully move backwards, remain balanced and aware of what's around you. Search for signs of nature in your natural eyeline. Then drop your gaze and look down, searching below you. Now lift your gaze upwards and scan the air and sky above you, noticing too what is in your peripheral vision as you turn your head left and right. Search up close and then gently extend your vision into the distance as you move backwards. Once more absorbing through your eyes a full picture of the natural world and your place in it. If you feel able to and can safely do so, have another go at experiencing a nature connection 360 now. Scan the landscape as you move, noticing and recording with your eyes and mind the nature you recognize and connect with. Well done. Now make sure you are moving forwards and increase to gear 2 or 3 if that feels more comfortable. Settle into that nice and comfortable pace, remaining mindful of your connection with the natural world around you. Take a few relaxing breaths, refresh with the in-breath and release the out-breath. And now we will move on to part 2 of this session. For the next part of our session, as you continue to move in gear 2 or 3, I invite you to now allow your attention to gently settle on what you can feel as you move through the landscape. Scientific research suggests that over 80% of our attention is focused through the eyes, while as little as 2% of what we perceive comes via our senses of touch and feeling. As we add the sense of touch and feeling, I encourage you to still keep watching where you're going and noticing nature around you. For the next few minutes, we're going to practice using the sense of touch and noticing how different parts of the body feel as we move. Often when we move, one of the first and easiest sensations of touch we notice is our feet connecting with the ground. So while still moving in your gear 2 or 3, let's use the sensation of your feet touching the ground to connect you to how it feels. Without looking down, just notice your left foot touching the ground as you move. Is the ground hard or soft under your left foot? Is it smooth or rough? Only focus on your left foot for the next few strides or steps. Well done. Now let's switch attention to your right foot. Again, how does the ground beneath your right foot feel? Soft? Hard? Smooth? Rough? Do your best to only focus on your right foot at this stage of the exercise. After a few strides, noticing your right foot, switch back to the left. Notice how it feels for a few strides, and then switch back to the right again. Reduce your pace to an easy gear 2, and only if it is safe to do so, glance down at your feet and use a combination of seeing each foot and feeling each foot touching the ground for a few strides or steps. Have a go now. Be mindful and keep checking up ahead to make sure the path ahead is clear. Great. You'll have spent a lot of time in your earlier sessions building up a connection to how it feels to move, so now is a good time to remind yourself of that. It's useful to remember that the ground is natural, even if it's covered by pavement or path. Under our feet is a whole planet, the Earth. As you move back into Gear 3, continue to feel the Earth connecting with both your feet. Where else can you feel nature on your body? Can you feel the air on your skin? A breeze on your face? Is it warm? Cool? Cold? Is it a breeze or a strong wind? If the sun is shining, can you feel the warmth? If it's raining, perhaps you can feel the rain. Now you've increased your pace a little, can you feel the change? In your legs, your core, your arms, your chest. Maybe you can feel your heartbeat. Just like your feet connecting with the earth, another sensation that is easy to notice when we move through nature is the sensation of breathing air into our lungs and the sensation of the air leaving our lungs as we release. As you continue moving comfortably, notice how the air you breathe feels as it touches your nose, enters your body, and then again when it leaves your body. Is it warm, cold, soft, hard, rough? If you are breathing through your mouth, notice how the air feels on your mouth and throat. Is it warm, cold, soft, hard, rough? You'll remember the breath work with Gray in week 2 and in my last session, staying in breath. Do you remember the oxygen you breathe comes from nature? It's a gift from the trees. Likewise, the air that is toxic to us that we release through our breath feeds the trees as we return that gift. Breathing is the closest and most genuine connection between us and the natural world. Focus your attention on feeling your breath for a few more moments. Refreshing breath in, relax, release, short rest, and then refreshing breath in again. Okay, well done. Now let's drop back down to an easy gear 2 and practice combining the sense of touch and feeling with the sense of seeing. If you didn't pick up something in the first exercise, for example, a leaf, a twig, a blade of grass, a fir cone, a feather, an empty snail shell, a pebble or small rock, or something similar, go ahead and do so now, if you can easily and quickly see something. If not, that's fine. It's okay. You can use the sensations of the earth beneath your feet or the air entering and leaving your lungs. As you continue in your gear 2, I encourage you to explore touching and feeling. If you have something you picked up, you can use your fingers to touch and feel it as you move. If not, keep exploring the sensations on your feet as you connect with the earth and your skin as you breathe in and out. Also, you can explore how nature touches you emotionally, how you feel about the nature you can see around you, and what nature means to you. What we connect with, we care about, and what we care about, we tend to protect. Protecting nature gives us the feel-good factor, and feeling good can be great for our health and well-being. As you do this, feel free to keep the exercise simple by just focusing on one sense at a time, or have a go at extending your senses by moving your attention between what you feel and what you see as you continue to move through the landscape. Just keep moving, allowing your focus to settle on the natural world you can see, feel, and touch. Perhaps connect with a little piece of nature you are carrying in your hand, and reconnect with a nature inside of you too. Okay, that's today's exercise completed. Well done. So how do you feel? Do you feel more connected to nature and your own nature? Are you more aware of your place in the natural world? Whenever you feel unsure or distracted by thoughts, simply relax, breathe in, and feel nature filling your body with life-giving oxygen from the trees And as you release and gift your out-breath back to the trees, send those distracting thoughts with it, bringing your attention back to the present moment and the certainty of what you can see, touch, and feel in every moment. Well done. Okay, just before we end our session, I'm going to share an exercise that you can do after the session has ended. It's a listening exercise you can add to this practice when you're not using headphones and able to hear nature more clearly. All you need to do is keep moving at a pace and gear that's right for you. There is no need to practice the exercise now. Continue to move with your awareness of nature, and maybe consider how you can try the following exercise when you're out and about at a future time in your daily life. Okay, here we go. Next time you are walking or jogging and connecting with nature through your senses, I invite you to move your attention to what you can hear in the soundscape. Keeping a soft focus in front of you, notice any natural sounds around you. Often the most noticeable nature-based sound is birdsong. If you can hear the birdsong, perhaps you can identify the bird from its call. If not, that's okay. Simply listen. Resist any urge to look for the sounds. Just listen. You can allow your eyes to be directed to what you hear after a few moments. It is important first to train the senses that are usually underused, just like we do when training the muscle groups. Research suggests that only 11% of the sensory information we receive comes from what we hear. This exercise helps improve and strengthen our sensory awareness. During this exercise, it's best to keep moving in gear two, staying relaxed as ever and keeping the breath nice and controlled. As you listen, you may hear the sound of other people laughing, shouting, perhaps children playing, dogs barking, music. These are all natural sounds because we are a part of nature too. You should easily hear the sound of your feet as they touch the ground, the sound of your breath, and perhaps your heartbeat. Notice how much sound you can hear as you move. There is often more than we realize. Notice too if you become aware of any noise. A noise is merely a sound that annoys us. If you hear a sound that isn't directly connected to nature, for example, a car engine, a siren, or a mechanical tool, see if you can notice it and then move your attention away from the noise back to the natural sounds like birdsong, your breath, running water, and others. Why not try this when you next have the chance? Spot the difference between sounds and noise and try to use sounds of nature to connect and calm the mind. Excellent. We're coming to the end of reconnecting with nature. Keep moving in gear two while we take a few moments to remind ourselves of what we've learned together over the last 2 weeks. We all know it's important to train the body. Most people realize the importance of training our mind, but very few people realize the benefits training the senses has. Without sensory information, the mind and body is of little use at all. Without our senses, we wouldn't be able to move at all. Our senses enable us to move through the world. Using the senses and breath to reconnect with nature has powerful health and well-being benefits. Nature heals the body, relaxes the mind, and lifts the spirit. Connecting with these nature-based exercises will help you relax, repair, recover, and re-energize. When we connect, we care, and what we care about, we protect and nurture. There has never been a more important time to connect with nature and connect with our own nature. Thank you for your engagement with the program and practicing these nature connection exercises I've shared. I hope they become a continuous well-being practice for you. Enjoy the rest of the program, and I wish you well. Now back to David, who'll guide you through the cool down.
Thanks, Ian. As with all our experts, there's something you can take away here into your everyday life. Nature is all around us, and just by making a simple connection with it, we can help improve how we feel. Before we finish off, let's do a quick cool down. We'll start with a few torso twists. You'll remember these from last session. Bring your hands in front of your chest, palms facing down, elbows to the side. and twist your upper body side to side. Deep breaths as you go. And one, two, three, real deep breath, four, five. From here, we're going to move over to the quads. You might want to hold on to something. So stand straight, slowly raise your right heel towards your buttocks and grab onto the foot with your right hand. Keep a straight posture with your hips gently pushed forward and pull gently on the foot for stretch. Hold for 20 seconds. Five. And breathe. 10. You're doing good. 15. See if you can find just a little bit more stretch. And 20. Great. Now switch legs. So same thing here then on your left leg. Pull gently on the foot for stretch. Push your hips just a little bit forward. Posture straight and proud. Deep breaths and five. Gonna hold for 20 seconds. 10. 15. See if you can get up just a little bit deeper into the stretch. And 20. And just like last time, we'll finish off with some hip circles. So hands on your hips, feet a little bit wider than hip width apart, and really full deep breaths as you make big circles with your hips. And you should feel a bit of stretch wherever your hips are going. Okay, five circles in each direction. And that's two. Keep going. Three. And breathe. Four. Last one. Five. And switch directions. One. Allow yourself to go slow. Two. Three. And four. Last one. Make an extra big circle. And five. All right. Great. You're all done for this week. Next week, our expert is Dr. Claire Renfrew. And she'll be showing us how we can use music and movement to help us feel better. See you then.